For several months, a major drought has been afflicting the entire Horn of Africa region. It's hitting the war-torn country of Somalia with particular force. Indeed, according to a UN report released this month, drought has replaced violence and political instability as the main motor of displacement of populations in Somalia. To learn more about the situation, we spoke with the Apostolic Administrator of Mogadishu and all Somalia, Bishop Giorgio Bertin.
I would say that from one point of view, there is a certain stability in this humanitarian crisis, the one which depends from, particularly in central southern Somalia, depends from the unrest, the lack of an effective government. But we must add a new factor, especially during these last 3 or 4 months, the problem of drought, which is affecting, of course, not only Somalia, but the whole Horn of Africa, parts of Kenya, parts of Ethiopia and Djibouti, and, of course, Somalia. And that is a new factor. In fact, I just read a report 2 or 3 days ago that during this last month and a half, the major cause for displacement of people was not due to unrest, but was due mainly to problems related to drought. So I would say that the humanitarian situation is increasingly worrying all of us because of this new dimension of the crisis.
To what extent is the drought being felt already, especially among the large portions of the population that have livestock to graze?
You see, most of Somalia, in fact, is a drought-prone country. And traditionally, they have been living on range, on camels, goats, sheep, etc. So they are nomads, shepherds. There are, however, in southern Somalia, two rivers, usually with permanent waters, River Shebeli and River Juba. And of course, these are also particularly affected. But I repeat, it is the whole country, both in its range, in its rangelands, and in its agricultural areas, being heavily affected.
The international community has recognized the transitional government on paper, but that government has complained often of a lack of concrete support from the international community. Is there anything to that claim?
Partially, perhaps, because I have been hearing from them very often that, well, they recognize us, but they do not give us the instruments to be effective. There is a part of truth in that. But probably, and this is a very personal interpretation, after what I have seen happening in that part of Somalia called Somaliland and in the northeastern part called Puntland, where a kind of local governments have been in place and they have been able to do something, perhaps in the central southern part, perhaps also one of the reasons of this instability is the role of the international community, in the sense or that they have not been pushing not enough, or I would say the mere implication is the cause for the Somalis living in that area or not being able to become responsible of their own future, of their own country. As I said, happened in Somaliland and in what is called Puntland.
What about the role of regional bodies, countries in the region that certainly don't want to see the crisis in Somalia become more of a regional crisis than it already is?
You see, there is the regional structure, which is IGAD, and which is also the African Union. They are involved. But I am questioning myself. It is a question that I put to myself, first of all. Are they really engaged, and are they really serious in their commitment first? Or if they are not really seriously committed or incapable of doing, of having a way out, perhaps the best thing would be simply to leave it and let the Somalis find out what they will be able to do. They will have no more the excuse of the international community supporting them or not supporting them. You see, it is also this one an option with a lot of contradictions and a lot of problems. But having lived 15 international conferences of peace and having seen such a terrible result, that's why I am sometimes, and I am more and more keen of saying, perhaps it's better that the international community withdraw, let those who have a certain power take the power, and then start negotiating with those who have taken the power.
With the Somali population having suffered basically 20 years, a full generation of anarchy and conflict, there has been an interruption in education, in formation of the people in the country. But a great deal of hope has been put in Somali expatriates, in the highly educated and highly motivated Somali expatriate population. Do you think that there is a hope from that quarter for the country?
In fact, it has been also my hope all during these 20 years. But I have the impression that they have lost hope, or they have lost the interest of helping their own country. Or perhaps, again, the fact that there is a mixture of the international community, which in theory should play a positive role, but perhaps it is playing de facto a perversive role. And so probably they also are there just waiting and seeing what to do, what else can we do. Perhaps that's why I'm saying, will a withdrawal of the international community provoke in them, in this class, a patriotic reaction, and so an involvement with their own people or not? That is also for me a question mark.